Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Rescuing possums, marriage is coming to an end, and competition with the OC. It's all happening next here at AfterBuzz TV. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello. Hey, guys! Welcome, AfterBuzzers, to the Beverly Hills 90210 Review After Show. It's the finale. We're talking Season 1, Episode 6, The Long Wait. I'm your host, Chelsea Overocker, and I'm joined with my panel tonight. To my left, I have our Beverly Hills expert, Shantiera Mack.
Hey guys, what's up?
And I have our Beverly Hills and 90s expert, plus she is a fashion nova, Bethany Jean. Yes.
Hey guys, what's up?
And unfortunately, we are missing Jackie Nova here for the finale. But Jackie, we love you. We know you're doing big things and you are going to be missed, but we're thinking about you. Okay, and then also with Shantiera, she is running our live chat tonight. So if you're in the chat room, say hello. And if you are a podcast listener and would like to join in, simply go to AfterBuzzTV.com, select our show, click on the YouTube link, and join in all the fun. Finale. This was good. Yeah. Oh my God is all I have to say. Marriages are coming to an end. Relationships are not lasting. We have Jason and Camille. They are deciding just to call it quits. There wasn't really even a fight there. They just kind of decided to go their separate ways and just realized, okay, this isn't working out. Mm-hmm. And then with Brian and Shay, Brian is so upset that Shay went ahead and hired an investigator to get Zach's DNA. Is she in the wrong though? I mean, would you be doing the same thing? And then Jenny wants to call it quits with Wyatt. That tattoo freaked her out with the initials. I don't blame her. I would be a little freaked out myself, too.
Yes.
And then with Gabby, yes. Yes. And then with Gabby and Christine and her husband, that whole situation, it was kind of actually mature when you think about it. You know, her husband is just kind of saying, I'm not really jealous of over the whole entire thing. So I was kind of surprised on how that love triangle played out. But then we find out that Brian is not Zach's father, which is huge. And Brian is kind of really upset about it. You know, he's not relieved or anything. So, and then Zach is just really upset as well, too, because he's like, no, you are my father. So that dynamic, how that played out is very interesting. And then we have to find out they have to redo the whole entire pilot season, and they have to do it in Canada. So it's not even going to be in their own zip code, right. Which yeah. is crazy. I don't know if I like this. And it's just, I don't know. I wasn't quite sold on that. And then we have our topics for tonight, and we are choosing our top three favorite moments of the season, one of them being the cast all coming together. The music choice was spot on for the whole entire series, and we really liked tonight's episode in particular. And then we love that moment between Tori getting Shannon onto the reboot, yeah. and is Shannon regretting this? But we'll get a little bit more into those moments. And then we have our fun segment, 90210, Bring Back the 90s with Bethany. And tonight, it's fun because we have pictures of ourselves and how we were in the 90s. So I cannot wait to see everyone's pictures. It's going to be really cute. And then we have our news and gossip with Shantiera. And then we'll have some predictions for hopefully if we get a season 2 reboot. I'm hoping so. But before we dig into tonight's episode, what were your guys' overall thoughts?
Oh, goodness. Again, it's another great episode. I feel like so much happens in one. It's always like I'm just like wanting more. And then when I think that, okay, I got some things answered, then they drop something else. But I feel like with this, I loved it. It's just... we got a lot to talk about.
We do. Bethany?
I feel, this is strange, but I had kind of like a nervous tummy this whole like yeah. episode because I was just, I don't know, nervous for them.
Yeah, same. You know?
Yeah.
And I was never an OC fan, so I was just like, come on.
Yeah, they kept bringing up
Misha
the OC.
Barton, who cares?
Okay, I might get some fan hate, but I'm a huge OC fan. I was actually just watching the series the other day. I was watching on Hulu. Yeah, and their music choice is spot on, too. I have the soundtrack on my phone. Guilty.
Oh, but okay. You were a fan.
I was a huge fan. And I live in the OC. CO from the OC. CO from OC.
Yeah.
So, that's so cute.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Watch out. If you fall in love with, like, a little cupcake, he might have that tattooed on him, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
CO from the OC.
CO from the OC. Yeah, guys, do not get that tattooed on you if you fall in love with me. Huge turn off. But no, that was interesting, though, that they had a pop-up, and then the Beverly Hills also has a pop-up as well, too. So it's kind of interesting how Christine was always playing that out, trying to be competitive against them. But they got it. They got it.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
But that's what makes her good at her job, right?
It makes it very good.
Because look who showed up at the Peach Pit to sling milkshakes.
Everyone showed up, but Jason was not there because he was on that island all on by himself with his wife, Camille. Mm-hmm. That marriage just ended. And you know, I wasn't shocked that it wasn't coming, but I was shocked that they just kind of were like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
How did you feel, Shantira, about that interaction between them when they're in the hotel room and she's just confronting him saying, look, since this baby isn't yours, let's just go our separate ways?
Honestly, I really thought that they were going to be done anyway. I just thought it was going to happen. I thought Jason was going to be the one that left her. And so I'm just surprised that it was her. And the way it happened, it was just like, oh, thanks for trying. I guess I'm going to be a single mom. It's like, who would choose that life? Like, if you have a man that's willing to step up. I mean, it was weird. But I mean, I wasn't team Jamil anyway.
I mean, I agree with everything you just said. I think we were all just waiting for the other shoe to drop in terms of that relationship.
Yeah.
But I will say, I don't blame her.
Really?
Yeah, because that's a heavy burden to carry in a marriage.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not married. I'm not a mother. So, I mean, look, what do I know? Yeah.
Like, regardless if he chose to stay with her through it, like, you have to know that would be really heavy.
You know,
through the years and everything.
Because maybe he'll start to resent her.
Yes, okay. for sure. And then you have to remember, this child has a biological father, and then that guy's still around. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot to that dynamic.
Bethany, I completely agree with you. Just kind of with my personal story, you know, I didn't have a father figure growing up, and my mom made a decision by saying, look, I think I could just raise my daughter by myself a whole lot better. And since the relationship was already on the rocks, she probably didn't want to bring that into her child's life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I give her kudos. And I loved how she said, okay, I'll still be your PR agent, but I'm gonna have to start charging you now because a single mom has to pay her bills. I'm like, amen to
that. It was classy. And Jassy said that, Jassy Jones said, I wasn't shocked that Jason and Camille relationship would end. At least it didn't turn ugly. So
no.
It was a mature breakup.
Very amicable.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought it was going to get a little bit more uglier.
I think it was actually really ideal how it broke down because no one was angry. Everyone was loving and respectful towards each other. And ultimately, he opted to be supportive and do the ultimate superhero role and like stick with her and raise the child. And then in the end, she was just kind of like, but... this obviously, we wouldn't even be in this position if we were meant to be together.
Yeah, that's true. But another couple that is not meant to be is Jenny and Wyatt.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that whole situation. Okay, first of all, how would you guys feel if there was someone who tattooed your initials on their chest after, let's just say, what, they're dating for 3 weeks?
I would strangely feel guilty and be like, sending them links to tattoo removal services and like paying tattoo artists on the side options for cover-ups. I'd be like, you can't have that on your body.
No.
And I'm so sorry. I acted like I like mini golf for you. You gotta get that removed.
I don't like mini golf.
This is what lying does to you. You end up with your initials tattooed on someone's body that doesn't belong.
How about you, Shantira?
Yeah, I thought it was weird. I was like, he gots to go. I wasn't a fan anyway. And I mean, we already kind of knew it was happening, that they were going to end. It was just kind of like weird that it happened like that. Like he got a tattoo of her and he was just, because he was like kind of cool. And then he was like in the beginning, he seemed like he was kind of playing hard to get. And all of a sudden he went from like that to like stage 5, stage 10 clinger.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Yeah. It was just,
Yeah.
Because you're right. Two episodes ago, he was so standoffish.
Yeah.
And he was like, playing it cool.
Yeah. And then now he's all lovey-dovey with her. It's a little too much.
Maybe he can cover it up with some sort of like beer lager emblem or something like
that. Maybe.
Well, he's going to want to find different ways to cover it up because she is done. I don't see them getting back together at all.
You mean we didn't see him after the tattoo and she got up? We didn't see him again.
Yeah, he was done after that. She was like, see ya. Yeah. She pulled Gabby inside and said, I can't do this. She's like, you better end this quickly.
Seriously.
He's getting pulled in way too much. But one of our favorites is Jenny and Jason at the end. Hey.
That was a sweet moment.
That was really sweet, especially when they're on the couch together and they're both talking. Mm-hmm. And he's just saying, you know, no matter what happens, we're gonna do this together, you know?
Yeah.
Are you guys still fans of them, too?
For sure. And I mean, isn't it? It's like not even a coincidence that both of them in the same episode become single.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like fate.
It is fate. It's fate. But with Jenny and her daughter, that whole dynamic, what do you guys think of that situation?
I just want to spank her.
Oh, God.
And send her to my house.
Yeah. She's acting like a brat.
She's such a brat.
I don't know. First of all, Jenny.
So ungrateful.
Yeah.
Not sweet or cool to her mom. Like, you see really teeny moments of her treating her mom fairly.
Yeah.
And her mom really bends over backwards. She's just like, I can't do anything right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, scares me to death, to be honest.
And Jenny's trying hard to be that good mom. I mean, she did not have to give her that small role. And even though it was just one line, we all know, you know, trying to become actors here in Hollywood, just one line is a huge thing.
That's something, yeah.
That's something. So even though it's not a whole lot, she's trying to at least get her foot in the door. But what did you think, Shantiera, when Kyler was all Team Shannon?
I mean, it's expected because who doesn't love Shannon?
You're like, I'm a fan of her too.
Right. I'm a huge fan of Shannon fans, everyone know. But, I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, like, if you think about how everyone happens to cling to Shannon and always opens up to her, I don't think it's a coincidence. Kyler does that. I mean, you saw Brian, Jason. Like, Shannon she's like that voice of reason. I wrote that in my notes. She's like that voice of reason for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of just, and she's so calm the way she looks at life. I'm like, okay, of course she would, like, cling to her.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I'm sure she knows there was always that rumors of that dynamic between, or at least on the show, there was the characters kind of butt heads a little bit for being besties.
Yep.
So I think she kind of plays on her mom's emotions.
She does.
I mean, she kind of mentioned it too, right?
She admitted it.
Yeah.
But I did like what she said, you know, you are doing everything right, though.
Yeah.
She was like, well, that's a first.
Yeah.
So that was a sweet mother-daughter moment there, too.
Or
so,
something's right.
Something's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what exactly did she quote? I think I wrote it down. Something like that. But, no, I liked how they were both together. She came at the end thinking, okay, you know what, Mom? I know you do care for me. You're the best. So I'm glad they did show that because I was not liking her at all. I was she's just turning
into paint her very
the daughter.
Unlikable.
Yeah, the daughter.
I'd be curious to see how her relationship with Jenny is going to evolve over the next seasons, speaking that to existent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see that.
We're going
to
manifest that.
Jassy, thank you, girl. Shannon does seem to be a voice of reason, right?
All that meditation.
Right.
Yeah.
Amber did say that Jenny's daughter was just rude to her. I mean, she was. But it's almost like when you have somebody else telling you that, oh, just be grateful you have at least one line. When you have somebody else saying that your mom, you tend to, like, believe them.
Yeah.
Or, like, you'll listen to what they say. But it's like, didn't your mom try to encourage you and tell you this exact same thing? And you're just like, nope, 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 you know?
Yeah.
So. It made me think, I'm like, gosh, was I a brat to my mom in high school?
I apologize, Mom, for what I've done. You're the best.
Thanks for not putting me in a trash can. Right. I even remotely acted like that.
You know, but yeah, I think at the end of the day, Jenny's going to be a great mom to her.
Yeah, for sure.
And she has her back. But with moms, Ian has himself quite in the predicament.
Oh my goodness.
How the heck? His face
I'm
just
I'm not going to lie, I did not see that coming.
I didn't either.
I didn't either. Because I knew they were going to bring Denise in.
Same, yeah.
I just didn't know how. But that, I actually like it the way they brought her in.
Yeah.
What? So Anna even admitted by saying, look, with this relationship, I just don't want to get serious with you, which makes sense. She's a young girl. This is her first gig, as we mentioned. Mm-hmm. I can't see her getting serious with him. And he wants to, though. He really is starting to develop some hard feelings for her. So,
but, I mean, come on. He just went through, like, he's going through that divorce. I mean, mm-hmm. he found out his wife was cheating. So it's like, is he a little lonely? Is he feeling like she's cute, she's there? I mean, because as quick as he slept with Denise, I'm like, okay, homie, you just look living life.
Very acquainted.
He's having a hot boy summer.
He is. Because at first I felt kind of bad for him, but then when he started hooking up with Denise, I was like, oh, okay. Come on, dude. Yeah. Okay, you just want...
That's so gross, too. Yeah. Can you just really think about how truly repulsive that scenario would be?
Yeah. It is. It is.
Like, I just hooked up with your offspring. Seriously. It's really gross.
And I learned a new word. I learned a new acronym today. NSA, no strings attached. I mean, I never called it that. I knew about no strings attached, but when they're like NSA, I'm like, what? And I was like,
oh. I've never heard that one.
Yeah. But when you don't have no strings attached, this is a situation you could get yourself into.
Yeah, for sure.
So
also, with her not communicating with anyone, like, she obviously never told her mom, hey, I even kind of remotely like this guy. I'm working with.
So that even proves right there that she was not into it.
Yeah.
Because with my mom, whenever I'm into a guy, she's the first one to know. I have her on speed dial. I'm like, well, okay, just met this cutie. but yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's good. That's why I season two just to see how that whole situation's going to play out.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping
we're getting it.
Brian and Shay, do you think Shay was in the wrong? Hiring that investigator and then getting Zach's DNA. I mean,
I get it. I'm just saying, whether it's right or wrong, I totally get it.
She wanted to protect, I mean, because honestly, Brian just believed him without, mm-hmm. you know, it's like some kid just comes, you're a celebrity. It's like, it just seems like it's a little, like it's bad timing.
And they have a lot good timing. To protect.
Right.
For starters. Mm-hmm. Like, they're a couple that's, why wouldn't someone choose them to say, like, oh, I'm your son or whatever?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. someone needed to order a DNA test. Like, why was no one doing this?
Yeah.
And Brian was just like, you my son?
Yeah.
Hey, son.
Yeah.
I think that was
cutting him a check.
Right.
Yeah. No, I think just with her doing that, she's trying to protect her family. But for a second,
emotions, not just finances. I'm just saying.
Right. Yeah. I thought for a second she was lying. Like, not lying, but she, like, lied to him.
Same.
You know,
same.
That he wasn't his son.
But how strange is it, though, that Gabrielle recognized the PI? Remember, she saw him?
Yeah, that's,
like,
yeah.
What was that? Just a fleeting teaser? Maybe that was totally irrelevant.
I'm sure it'll come back up.
I just still not convinced that, I don't know if Shay's telling the truth. I just, because she will do anything to protect her family.
She never showed him results.
Exactly. So he's just going off of, trust, which he should in a marriage. Right. But he was really, he was really upset.
Oh, yeah, for
really
sure.
Really upset with her. I'm surprised that he didn't ask for results, because he just kept saying, I cannot believe you did this. You kind of ruined everything that I had.
That's what I thought.
By the way, why didn't she just say to him, okay, I understand. I, as your wife, need you to get a DNA test.
That would have been
a better way to play it. She kind of was sly with her move. And then if he didn't do it, then maybe get a PI. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like she could have handled it a lot better. But I'm with you, Chelsea. I literally was thinking, like, she lying. She just... Like, when did you get his DNA? Like,
exactly.
When did you get his DNA, girl? Like, I wasn't convinced.
Well, the PI got it from his water bottle he tossed.
Yeah. Okay, right. Okay, yeah. I forgot about that.
But I just thinking that she's lying about the results.
That's what I originally thought. But then I saw the eyes and Jason in the picture in the background. I was like,
But if she really did get a DNA test and it said no, or and it said yes, he was, could you really think she would lie and say he's not yours when she knew he was? I mean, that's dark.
It is. I guess I just thought that because it was no result. So the way it kind of just, it was just so random. I was just like, but then again, it's not. She's his wife, so.
But we still have yet to meet the mom, too. I was hoping that we would have gotten that by this episode.
By the way, I did not recognize her.
No.
I didn't either.
Neither did I.
Random, made up.
So, yeah. They,
and
they
watch
really...
me get slayed by the super fans.
No. I don't know. I don't know.
She was a roller skater that passed by them once and said hi.
I can, like, picture her face. But, she didn't ring a bell.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, didn't. Yeah.
If you guys know in the chat, let us know.
Yeah, please. If anyone knows if she was a character that you recall.
Jazzy said,
ring my bell.
I don't think Shay was wrong. She wanted to make sure.
Yeah. You kind of need to make sure of these things.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. But really quickly, with Gabby and Christine, what did you think of that whole three triangle, especially when Christine goes up and she meets her husband?
That was awkward. I think Gabrielle just made it so obvious because her husband was like, I knew. And he even said, that's the one you slept with. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, girl, you just gave it all. I would have stayed clear from Christine.
Yeah.
But she was like, hey. She stood next to her. Hey, this, husband.
All I can say is, what a guy.
Right.
What a guy.
Yeah.
You know, I am a fan of him. Yeah. I like him.
I do too.
I think he's a good husband. I think he's very patient, which she's, Gabby's very lucky to have. So I love how she's like, no matter what, you're going to be my best friend.
Yeah.
So I'm liking them together, but if they decide just to go their separate ways, I think I'm okay with that as well, too. They're like, I think Gabby, Christine, and her husband is my favorite triangle because it's just, it's not bad or anything. It's just, they kind of know this is how you're feeling, I can't make you feel another way. Mm-hmm. So I think her husband's being very understanding about it. So overall, 30 years of marriage though, but he's willing, that's how much he loves and cares for her. He's willing to let her explore and figure out what her feelings are.
Yeah. So he's playing slow and steady wins the race.
Yes.
He's not like being fired up and dramatic and making ultimatums.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
See how that goes.
So we're fans of him, but we also like our fans too. Shantira,
sure
give a message.
Yes. So before we move to our next topic, I just wanted to say thank you guys for making us the ESPN TV Talk. We appreciate you guys so much. If you guys are listening to us on iTunes, please, please give us 5 stars. Let us know what you think. And then if you're also on YouTube watching there, make sure you guys give us a thumbs up. Please subscribe, comment, let us know what you guys think. We really, really appreciate you. We definitely couldn't do this without you guys. So thanks for the support.
Thank you. Yes. And thank you guys so much for supporting us. We love engaging with you guys as fans, especially during this live chat in this show. So we appreciate you. Another person who I am appreciating is Zach, though. I kind of like him as a character.
I do now.
I do think he's being sincere because his face dropped when Brian gave him the news. Like, he was upset saying, why'd you lie to me? I think Zach would have been honest and just say, okay, look, you caught me. But I'm just thinking, what does Zach have to lose,
Like, well, if he's an actual stalker, he's just going to be in it to win it for as long as he can.
Yeah, but
there is still a stalker out there.
There is still a stalker, but...
that hasn't been addressed in an episode or two, but...
I'm just thinking. I mean, yeah, he's, what, PA for the show? Mm-hmm. But that's not, like, a huge... It's not like he got... famous or he's trying to ask for money or anything. So there's really no reason for in that moment why he would lie still, but who knows?
Just to stay in the circle, to like live in it.
But I'm with you though, the look in his face, he could be fake. I mean, he is an actor.
Yeah. For the record, I'm not saying I think he is the stalker. I'm just saying
we don't know. I'm just saying, as far as like, do we believe that he's like, that he, like, didn't know that Brian wasn't his dad. Like, I think that he... Well, I think he's, like, genuine now. First, I was thinking, like, he's a little creepy, a little weird. I think the way he was going about it. But now, yeah, I kind of feel for him. I do feel like that he really just wants to find out who his dad is.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree.
Yeah.
And is it maybe really Jason?
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun.
Yeah.
We gotta...
Yeah.
And by the way, what do you guys... What ways do we think that went? Do you think she actually hooked up with Jason, not Brian, and was just confused because they were partying? Or, like, was she maybe doing drugs or something? Or do you think she hooked up with both of them?
I honestly just thought that she probably hooked up with both. But if she did, and for her to just say it's that Brian's the father, it's like, girl, like, you would want to make sure.
You would want to make sure.
Yeah, especially if you slept with both of them.
So there's a show, one of your dads is on the show.
Or she could have been
your
like,
dad is one of a
I slept
guys
with Jason, but I wanted right. to be Brian. But you know, Zach does kind of look like a mini Jason, though. The more that the hair and everything, kind of mm-hmm. when you compared how Jason was.
He looks like his mom to me. Yeah. Now that we see a picture of his mom, to me, it kind of favors her.
Yeah, a little resemblance there.
Let's remember, these are all actors and no one's actually related right? to anyone.
I know.
But still we're like,
we're like
his daddy's eyes.
Yeah. We're just like,
you know, he got Jason's cowlick and Brian's smile.
Amber said that I love that Brian was willing to step up and be a dad for Zach. Same.
Yeah.
Jassy said Jason might be Zach's dad. Yeah.
Yeah. It could be. Could be true. But now they're going to have to redo this whole entire pilot. And yeah. they have to do in Canada. And not all of them are able to come back. What are your guys' thoughts?
I call BS on that. I think what they'll do is figure out the budget and split it. How yeah. many cast members are there? Seven?
Yeah, six, seven.
Six? I think they'll just split it seven ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they're all going to not do that. I think if we for season two, they're going to put their foot down on that and just say, okay, look, it's either all of us or nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't think... they wouldn't do a reboot without all of them being there. So it's kind of interesting that they put that in there for the finale. Mm-hmm.
It also is just going to make all of these scenarios harder.
Exactly. Yeah.
All the marriage dynamics, the kids, and seriously. All that. A lot harder if you're
yes.
in another country.
Yeah, yeah. And then with marriages, too, with Tori
yeah,
and her husband.
Yeah, it's a huge factor.
That's a huge factor because they're already not doing very well either. But... yeah, so that was kind of the finale right there.
Yeah,
anything
yeah.
else you guys want to add in?
I mean, I have a page of notes.
I do want to mention that Tori and Brian. I don't know. For me, I thought that like Brian was a little standoffish.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like that Tori was kind of like weird. And I think now that this whole thing happened with Shay, with him just kind of dropping the bombshell on Brian, and then with Nate not paying bills and having mm-hmm. electricity off, I feel like it's kind of just bringing them two together.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, because I remember, I'm like, Brian wasn't, he seemed like he was into her.
Yeah.
He was just like, yeah. and now he's like, I appreciate you. It's like,
yeah, they
do
definitely.
You?
Feel like they're meeting in the middle of
right
it.
But
yeah.
I only feel this way on this episode. Before I was like, this is all her, she's going 90 and he's going 10.
Yeah. yeah.
Now on this episode I'm like, okay, he's gone 50, she's going 50.
Right.
Yeah.
So
their relationship is definitely gonna struggle, so they're gonna have to work some things out together.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and the household inside too is just going crazy. But speaking with inside, Bethany, you have a special message for us.
Oh yeah. Hey, 90210 fans, enjoying the after show and want some more additional exclusive bonus content from AfterBuzz TV? Well, we have the perfect show for you on Thursday mornings, live at 10:30 a.m. Pacific. Here on this very channel, you have to check out Inside 90210 with Aaron Ziering and Heather Brooker. Join Ian Ziering's wife, Aaron, and Motherhood in Hollywood's Heather Brooker as they share an inside look at BH90210. You won't get this anywhere else. From breaking down the behind-the-scenes drama to covering the wild 90s fashion, we're inviting the fans to discuss it all with them live on AfterBuzz TV. They'll be answering fan questions, diving into show theories, spoilers, and even have a few surprises you won't want to miss. So check out Inside 90210 tomorrow on this channel at 10:30 a.m. Pacific, 1:30 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
See you guys there.
See you there.
Yes, see ya. Thank you. And then next, we have our topics, and we have our favorite moments from the whole entire series, six episodes that we did. And the first one being that Bethany chose was We Love the Music. And one of our favorites was the Beverly Hills by Weezer.
Yeah.
We love that moment.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Well, it was just so cool because it kind of came full circle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, Weezer came out in the same time frame as the show was airing. And then since then, they've done Beverly Hills. It was cool.
It was really cool. I liked it.
I loved they came out to it. I thought it was rad.
I thought it was good. And then I loved, too, when they were playing that music. My moment was when the cast all came together and they're thinking, okay, well, this pilot isn't exactly the way we want to go. We're going to have to reshoot it. But you know what? We're all going to stick together. They all grab hands. And then Jason and Jenny, I am a sucker for that, when he grabs her hand and he kisses it. I thought that was so sweet. So that was my top favorite moment. And then with Shantiera, your top moment was with Tori and Shannon, and when Tori had to go all the way across country to get Shannon on the reboot.
Yeah, that was my favorite moment. I'm just like, of course, girl, you went, she literally traveled across the world to get her, because she's just that damn important.
She is. She really is. And we're glad she did, because Shannon is very important,
right,
and she is really making this series.
Right.
So. But yeah, those were our top topics, our top favorite moments that we loved.
Mm-hmm.
So now is the fun segment of 90210, Bring Back the 90s, and we have pictures of us in the 90s, so I hope you guys enjoy. I'm a little nervous, but I'm excited.
Oh my God.
I know, I'm like,
Okay, so here
we have Chelsea.
That's me.
Chelsea. Now, you were pretty small here, but can you describe how you would have been in your childhood?
Okay, before that, shout out to my mom. I know my mom is looking at this because she's watching us live. She's like, why did you put me on there? But she has the 90s perm, so I figured, hey, that has to be perfect. I was very athletic, so I was a gymnast for over 12 years growing up.
Love it.
Yes. And I was very smiley. So I was a cheerleader also growing up too. So you could tell my baby pictures, I'm always smiling. But yeah, just very athletic.
Great smile.
Thanks.
Stuck with you.
Who's next?
Oh my gosh.
What's that cowboy?
I love it.
Oh my goodness. So cute. Okay, how to describe me? Wow, I was very interesting. My mom, it's so funny. My mom was like, you were just so I was so independent. I was like 5, and I would get a little stool, stand on it, warm up my little TV dinner. Like, my mom was like, you were just so independent. One time I like got out of school early, and my mom was like, yeah, like you tried to walk home, and I had to like, I saw you, and I was like, Shantiera. And she said, you started running to me. She's like, where were you going? And I was like, oh, I was going to go home. I didn't see you. Like, so I was just very, very mature. And last thing, my mom always said that I never watched cartoons. I was an interesting child. Like, I'd be, like, 8 or 9, peculiar. Like, watching 90210 with her. My mom had me very young, so we're, like, not that far off apart.
I would watch
a lot of stuff with her, but I was never into cartoons.
Oh, that's...
I was always into, like, soap operas.
Me too.
I was a very interesting kid.
Sure.
Very. I'm the oldest. Interest. I mean, I'm the oldest of 6, so it's, like, I have to be.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just getting through raising those kids.
Right.
All right, guys. This is me. This is all high school stuff, except the one where in college I played Barbie for Mattel, which is just funny. I would have described myself as really not that different as now. I was really outgoing and friendly, and I was friends with all groups. I think I didn't really fit in. Mm-hmm. I didn't really have anyone just like me, so I was just kind of friends with everyone, even people I have nothing in common with, and I'm still kind of like that. I was very, like, artistic and creative, and I was really spastic and, like, excitable. I totally had ADD. I should have medicated. I have no doubt. Yeah, I guess that's about it. Yeah, and I was just kind of an eccentric.
Okay. I love
cute
it.
Photos.
But
cute
I was
photos.
From the middle of nowhere.
So cute photos.
Being eccentric was not as appreciated. I was a free spirit.
So you were a cheerleader too?
I was a cheerleader.
Yay! Aww. High five!
Yeah,
yes. I was one too for like a little bit.
Oh yay! Yay! All cheerleaders here.
All right, don't leave me out.
I was into gymnastics and dance, and I had to fake like sport enthusiasm and school spirit. So I could like do something.
Oh, there you go. Well, thank you so much. That was such a fun segment.
That was fun. And by the way, Jackie sent me a picture, and I didn't get it in our feed in time because we put together something. But she was a darling little girl.
She was super cute.
And speaking on her behalf, I'm sure she was just a joy as she is now.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Right.
She's
so fun and
sweet.
So we have some time left with our news and gossip with Shantiera.
Hey. So, couple things. So, oh, look at those photos. Okay, there so me and Bethany went to the Peach Pit pop-up, oh, and we took some amazing photos.
Today.
You can just keep going through them, J-Lo. It's at 7507 Melrose Avenue here in L.A. I'll be there till September 29th. They have food, non-alcoholic beverages, and merch available. You can visit Peach Pit Pop-Up to make reservations. They're open Tuesday through Sunday from 3 to 10. Nairi. Shout out to Nairi. She's the general manager of the company. So amazing. She let us go in there and literally take over. So this was fun. Again, they offer vegan, vegetarian, and gluten-free options. Make sure you guys visit, make reservations. You guys can just show up as well. They do take walk-ins for the outside diner. So this was so much fun. And yeah, they even have like a little memorial for Luke Perry.
Luke Perry tribute.
So
there's a table you can request to sit at the Luke Perry table.
Yeah, seriously. But it was such a great experience. Again, make sure you guys go check them out. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's so cute in
oh,
there.
Oh, and there's Joey Todd.
Yeah, and there's Joe. He was just there a couple of weeks ago.
Oh,
yeah.
And it's his birthday this week.
Right. So his birthday is actually on Friday. So happy early birthday to him. And then really quick, I do want to let the fans know that if you guys want to hang out with the cast of Beverly Hills 90210, you guys can visit omaze.com/90210. And you have 49 days to enter. You can pretty much, you can like make donations. Like $10 gives you 100 entries and you get to hang out with the cast and have lunch at their favorite lunch spot in Beverly Hills, but it's not the Peach Pit.
I'm like, surely the Peach Pit.
No, it's not the Peach Pit.
Oh, wow.
Oh, thank you so much for news and gossip.
No problem.
I wish I went to the Peach Pit. It looks so much fun.
It was really fun, and I suckered them into letting us put on Peach Pit shirts.
Right.
Awesome. Well, really quick, let's get into our predictions. What do you think if we do get a season two?
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Gosh, I feel like Jason, I'm just going to say, Jason is the father of Zach.
Oh, okay. That's
Jason's
a good
one. The father of Zach. I believe Jason and Jenny are going to, just going to come full circle. They're going to be together.
We have the same predictions.
Right.
Yeah, we all have the same predictions.
Right.
I completely agree. Okay, so we all think that Jason is the father to Zach, mm-hmm, and that Jenny and Jason are going to get together.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, that was our finale. Thank you guys so much for watching. But before we go, where if you guys are on any other after shows, list what shows you're on and then where they can find you on social media.
Okay, you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Sean Tierra.
You guys can find me on IG at Bethany Jean Official.
And you can find me on Instagram at Chelsea Overocker and on Twitter at Chelsea Overocker. And then I also, on Sundays, I do Dishing Days after show. Just started that one. So that's it. Well, thank you guys so much. And then hopefully we get a season two. So bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.